RevTim Podcast for Thursday, March 24th, 2005.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff. The tower is clear.
Mark, 1 minute.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
Now give me that remote. What do I look like, a chair?
Rev Tim.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah!
Whoa!
Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, March 24th, 2005, and welcome to the Rev Tim Podcast. Thanks for being here today. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. I'm Rev Tim of the Rev Tim Podcast, and it's my privilege to be part of your life today. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I just want to bring you some inspiration or hope for today. Now, it's actually Thursday, just before Good Friday. Easter weekend is here. And I want to change this up a little bit today. I just want to read you some Bible verses that are very meaningful to me. If this doesn't happen to appeal to you, just fast forward to the songs or something, or maybe listen to the next Rev Tim podcast. But you may want to listen, because it's really some interesting and fascinating things in it. If you ever saw The Passion of the Christ, it goes with some of those last days that Jesus lived on the earth. And this is all found in Mark chapter 15 and 16. In the Bible. A man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the country just then, and they forced him to carry Jesus' cross. And they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means Skull Hill. They offered him wine drugged with myrrh, but he refused it. Then they nailed him to the cross. They gambled for his clothes, throwing dice to decide who would get them. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when the crucifixion took place. A signboard was fastened to the cross above Jesus' head, announcing the charge against him. It read, "The King of the Jews." And two criminals were crucified with him,